Mom's Tracted Podcast. I'm Mom's Tracted Mama.
And I'm Flick. Hey, did you just pinch me?
I did. Did it hurt?
No.
Do you want to know why I pinched you?
I have no idea.
Because you're not wearing green.
Oh, because it's St. Patrick's Day theme tonight.
Yeah, it's not St. Patrick's Day, but I guess any chance to pinch you.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, so we're talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
It's kind of big in your family, huh?
I guess it is big.
Our family now.
That's right. It is our family.
So, in the blog this week, I talked about how my family, I don't really know my heritage. I don't know where my family comes from.
You're a mutt for all we know, right?
My grandma told me that I have a rich German background. My great grandma's name was Gunkel.
That's pretty German.
Yeah. And Reed. I have some Reed.
I'm going to go ahead and just guess. That's probably German as well.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. But your last name, I guess my new last name, is very Irish.
Yes.
Shanahan. Oh, Shanahan.
Yes.
So, you have kind of a big deal on St. Patrick's Day, huh?
Well, not only that, but of course my dad's one of 10. So, there are a lot of Shanahans and cousins that are Shanahans and... So it's always a big party.
All sorts of Shanahans.
Lots of Shanahans all over.
So, okay. Growing up, St. Patrick's Day for me was wearing green to school. Was it a big deal for you? I mean, did you guys like have corned beef and cabbage and...
No, we never really went that far. No soda bread or anything like that. But, you know, it was always a big deal to get everybody together. I mean, it was always a family event. And, you know, there were a lot of times where we would sit around and tell stories of the 10 brothers and sisters and their childhood and of them sitting around a piano and singing. And
that's so much fun.
Yeah. And we really didn't do a lot of the singing until here recently.
Yeah.
Within the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, we've really picked up the singing and the telling jokes and playing games.
How many years have I attended? So we're talking about the annual St. Patrick's Day party.
Yes.
That your family along with some other local Irish families put together.
The Sheehans and the McCains. Lots of Irish in one room at that time. But yeah, so that's always on a Saturday. So we always get together as Shanahans on that Friday night. And so how long have we been doing? We've been together for going on 11 years now. So you've been to, I would say, roughly 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Parties or gatherings or whatever. So
yeah.
I would think we've been doing it for the past 6 years. I mean, we've picked a song, and each family member has had their own song that we sang.
Uh-huh.
We've done Irish Jeopardy.
Traditional Irish songs.
Traditional Irish songs, yes.
Yes.
We've done Irish Jeopardy to get to know the Emerald Isle a little more.
Yeah.
What else have we done? Oh, Irish jokes.
Yeah.
I think we've done get to know the family. A little bit as well, like the family history and whatnot. Yeah.
So. I think we sang like songs a couple of years.
Times, sure.
Yeah, a couple of times.
And rapped some songs maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really cool like us. But this year, we have been assigned to each, I was going to ask you this, do we have to do 3 facts?
No, there's no limit. It's, is the game Boulder Dash or something along those lines?
So.
Where it's like fact or fiction or any other dirty words you want to throw in there. So
So
I think we'll go with fact or fiction. So they want us to have 5 different facts or fictions, and then we read them.
So we do have to have a certain number.
With that 5, yes. Okay. Not necessarily, you know, 3 that are true and 2 that are false.
But 5 total.
5 total.
Okay.
And then the however you read it, people will try to guess if it's fake Irish fact or a real Irish fact.
Yeah. And these are true to Ireland, not like, so do you wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
Correct.
Because that's not true to Ireland.
Right. That's not traditional to Ireland.
We'll get into that.
That's more Americanized.
That's more Americanized. So let's talk a little bit more about our Americanized traditional get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to it this year because, well, last year was Baby Belle's first party.
Yes.
Out of the womb.
Yeah, she was there, I guess.
She was there.
For the one before, but...
She was just little last year.
She was very little.
She
would have been like 5-6 months old.
Well, no, she was older than that because she was walking.
Well, she wasn't walking. She was walking
standing.
By holding onto her fingers.
She was standing. Because you remember she was dancing? She was so cute in her little skirt.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're right. She was probably 8 months old.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at math.
It's okay. It's late. So, this year, she's got the cutest little outfit. She's got a little skirt that my wonderful, talented cousins made, which I'll be posting their link to their Etsy shop on the blog. So, definitely check them out.
Yes.
With a picture of the cute skirt that they made. And it matches your kilt.
It does match my kilt.
Which you guys always wear kilts.
Which we do wear kilts. All of the, well, majority, I would say, at this point, almost every guy has a kilt. And we wear them every year.
Yeah.
It's my one time a year wearing a kilt. And
yeah,
I love it.
So she has a cute little skirt to match her kilt. And then we bought her the tiniest, they're so adorable, green Converse tennis shoes.
Little Chuck Taylors.
Oh, I can't wait to see them on her.
They're very cute.
And then she's going to wear her, shirt that has the Shanahan crest on it.
Yes.
It's going to be all sorts of fun. So I guess we do celebrate the Americanized version and it's fun and I want her to learn that it's fun and I want her to have fun with it.
Yeah.
And
she will.
Yeah.
I mean, being in this big of a family, I mean, there's... I kind of lost track of cousins, but I think last count was like 25 cousins.
Yeah, there's like second and third cousins.
Yeah, now
I
think there's 5 second cousins already, and this generation's just getting started having kids. So I mean,
yeah,
it's always gonna be a big family event, and so she's gonna know the Americanized side of things.
Yeah, which is like I like. Doing things like that. We didn't have a lot of traditional things that we did. Pardon me. Like I said, we wore green.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would always like kind of pinch me, not really hard, but you know, just kind of pinch me a little bit and say, "You're not wearing green today." It was cute. But so this year I am going to make her a special green smoothie because you know how she loves her
smoothies.
Oh, it's so delicious. It's got like kiwis and spinach and bananas and yogurt and apples. Oh, it's so delicious and I know she's gonna love it. But that's something that she can kind of look forward to. We can kind of make it a tradition to make like a fun
green smoothie. That is fun. And I think it's neat too because, you know, this is a tradition that we can start with her.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I guess away from St. Patrick's Day, I mean, you and I have traditions that we like to keep going.
Definitely.
And I think I'm just really excited. I know she's really young now and she won't quite get it, but she'll eventually get it, you know, and it'll be something that we can say, we did this since you were, you know.
And she'll look forward to it.
Whatever years old, yeah. And I love traditions and I love, even if they're silly and little and, you know, something that just we can appreciate, those are still fun.
But the best part is like when it's not forced, it just so happens to happen that way.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
It just turns into a tradition.
Absolutely.
So we have all these great traditions, and we're going to share these with her. But I want to make sure she learns where it all came from.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure she learns about her Irish heritage.
And there are quite a few, you know, traditional Irish traditions that, you know, we can teach her.
Yeah. So someday she's going to say, well, why do we wear green on St. Patrick's Day? If you would have asked me, I would have said because of Shamrock's green.
Right.
But then she's probably going to play the why game and say, well, why do we care what color the shamrock is.
Right.
So, why do we wear green?
Well, you know, originally, and I found this out because of some research, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, originally the color for St. Patrick's Day was blue. You know, blue has this whole representation of meaning also, but, you know, it's thought that it changed from blue to green, because of Ireland's nickname, the Emerald Isle, or of course, like you said, Shamrock, mm-hmm. The Shamrocks are green, and there's also green in the Irish flag. So, you know, it is thought that that's the reason it changed to wearing green.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting to me how things change like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could pinpoint when it happened, but I would love to kind of have seen the wheels turning and, you know, like just the slow fade out of blue, or was it all like all of a sudden, boom, blue's gone, yeah. It's now green.
That would be really interesting. I read somewhere, and I don't remember exactly what it said, but some soldiers had dressed all in green. Mm-hmm. For a parade. This was
during the Irish Revolution.
Yes. Uh-huh. And
on March 17th, they wore entire green fatigues or whatever, outfits.
Uniforms.
Uniforms, there you go. That's probably a better word. Yeah.
Yeah, so even back then, they were banding together and
making a statement.
Yeah. So you grew up Catholic. Your mm-hmm. family did.
Mm-hmm.
So you know a little bit about St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Is that something that you learned, like, growing up? Did your parents teach you that, or?
More learned through, like, Sunday school. Because, you know, it was big, you know, in the month of March, you know, you go to Sunday school and you learn kind of about who St. Patrick was. And, you know, you learn the silly folklore of, he drove all the snakes from Ireland.
Yeah.
When in reality, there's just no snakes in Ireland. It's an island.
So, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's you know, things like that you would learn. But, you know, we'd learn just about him as a person and kind of, you know, Catholicism is, of course, a part of Christianity. So, you know, we did learn that, you know, St. Patrick, you know, he was a Christian missionary, the patron saint of Ireland. You know, so we learned all that sort of stuff. And
he, in a dream, he thought that God spoke to him and told him that he needed to go be a mission in Ireland and convert all the Irish to Christianity.
Yes.
So that was really interesting. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. And what was really neat is, you know, you, as an outsider, you came in and he was trying to convert all these people. But instead of completely doing away and replacing all the Irish rituals, you know, he kind of took those and used those in his teachings as well. You know, for example, the shamrock, you know, it's thought that he used the shamrock as teaching the Irish people of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Because there's three leaves on the shamrock, exactly. The clover.
Uh-huh.
That's so interesting. And then that's why everybody has shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day.
Essentially.
And we wear green. I just find this so interesting, and I want Baby Belle to be interested too, and to know why these things happen, and not just think that it's something that we do. You know, just like all the rest of the holidays, I want to teach her the true meaning behind them.
Sure.
But I feel like St. Patrick's Day is something that kind of gets overlooked.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's not an official U.S. holiday or anything like
no,
that.
No, it's so not.
It's, you know, it's just one of those things that everyone celebrates. You know, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. I don't know how many times I've heard that. So
you say everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So let's talk about the true Irish people in Ireland.
Who really are Irish.
Who really are Irish. They don't celebrate, well, okay, they haven't always celebrated like we celebrate.
Right.
It's not as big of a deal there. Okay, I say it's not as big of a deal. They don't make as much of a spectacle of it.
Sure.
I think traditionally it was a day of rest. It was a religious, it's a religious holiday.
Uh-huh.
It's a government holiday there.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that.
I think I read that it was. And they just spent time with their family. They went to church, came home, had a nice big roast dinner.
That sounds delicious.
I know, and spent time with their family.
I'd go for some roast right now.
Now, I think in Dublin, it's kind of a big deal.
They're trying to bring in more tourism.
Yeah.
And kind of blow it up and
boost the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame them.
No, absolutely not.
All these tourists come in. You got to make money somehow.
Spend a bunch of money and
yeah. Drink a lot of beer and spend a lot of money.
Hey, that's Ireland. That's Dublin for you on St. Patrick's Day. That's Dublin. Yeah.
They have parades there. Did you know that the pubs actually used to be closed on St. Patrick's Day because it was a religious holiday?
That seems backwards if we're talking about the United States now,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
That's yeah, funny. It does. But they have parades now in Dublin. And speaking of parades, we have a parade.
We do have a parade.
And I'm so excited about it.
Uh-huh.
I think Baby Belle is going to be just ecstatic. Because last year she was little.
She was very little, yeah.
Didn't really get it. Didn't really understand what was going on. But I think this year, she loves people.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that she's going to be so excited.
I think she's going to have a blast.
I always help carry the huge Ireland flag. Like, how many people? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people carry this flag?
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's enormous.
And it's just going to be so much fun watching her grow up and be a part of that and help carry the flag.
Yeah.
You always carry one of the, they have different county flags, is that correct?
Yeah, there's, you know, I don't know how many, probably like 25 or 30 counties within Ireland. And I always try to get the County Clare because it's always been said just in our family that, you know, where we originated from, the County Clare in Ireland. So we are, I guess, fifth generation. I'm a fifth generation, so that would be my great-great-great-grandfather is from the County Clare in Ireland. But yeah, so I would try to grab that flag in the parade, if possible. You know, I'll carry whatever, of course. But it's fun. The parade's always a lot of fun. You know, it started a few years ago. Well, I say a few, but more like 15 years ago.
My first year, there was a parade.
Yeah, there was already
already
a parade established when you started. So it was probably 15 years ago or so. We just took over the street. About 15 of us walking down the street with that huge flag.
Definitely a lot smaller.
Oh, definitely. And now it's huge. Now they've got, you know, people that are running for offices. They're in the parade.
Fire department.
There's
bands,
always bagpipers. I mean, yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I always thought it was like the smallest parade forever. But I guess there's an even smaller parade. The shortest parade is in Dripsea, Ireland. It's only 100 yards between two pubs.
Two pubs?
Yeah.
That's funny. 100, that's a football field. That's
very short. The smallest parade.
I wonder how many floats they have in that.
I would imagine
even,
no
even
floats.
Floats.
It's just a bunch of people walking down the street.
That's funny. Well, the largest in the world is in New York City.
Oh, the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah, so that's the largest in the world.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Ours is probably second largest.
Yeah, right. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend, and I think that we're both under the understanding that we want to teach Baby Belle all about her Americanized traditions of celebrating St. Patrick's Day, as well as the true traditions of Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun. On top of that, I mean, We'll get to learn some too, you know, so that'll be good because, you know, guiltily, you know, we don't know everything about the family. As much as I would love to be able to say I can tell you my entire family tree, I can't.
We learn a little bit more every year.
Every year we do, and it's great. And, you know, there's people like us in my family who just want to absorb as much as they can as well. So, you know, we do learn a little bit more, but I think it'll be a lot of fun just to get to know more ourselves.
And we can do that through books and letting her listen to traditional Irish music and crafts and all sorts of things.
I'm excited about the music. Mm-hmm. She loves music.
She loves dancing.
Loves dancing.
And Eunan's going to be there again this
year.
That's
right.
Eunan McIntyre. I think that's how you say his name, from Ireland.
Yeah, he's been there for like 5 or 6 years
now.
Yeah,
he's so good.
He is. And he's fun. He sings and plays the guitar and sings,
he's,
you know,
really, really good.
Traditional Irish songs, but then he sings, you know, Mumford and Sons, stuff like that as well. So, I mean, he's really given it a good variety.
Yeah. So. All right. So that's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
For the Shanahans.
It's one of my favorite holidays just because it's a big family event and, you know, it's always a lot of fun to see the family, of course, and have such a big family. You never know what's going to happen.
It's basically a family reunion every
basically,
year.
Basically, yeah.
So we've got the fun stuff out of the way.
So what are, can we get an update on your mom's traction from last week?
Sleep. Precious sleep.
Have you been sleeping better? Have we been sleeping better?
We were for like a week.
Yeah.
Like all the way through the night. She goes to bed at 8. She doesn't wake up until we get her up. And she's still tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night happened.
Yeah.
What time did she wake up?
It was like 1:30.
Yeah. Well, she'd woken up before that.
Well, she'd woken up just when we were about to go to bed.
Yeah. And so that was like 11 o'clock.
11:30, yeah. And I went in there and rocked her and, you know, patted her and then put her back down. And she felt like asleep for a little bit. And then, yeah, 1:30, she came into our room.
Well, you brought her into our room.
Yeah.
She can't get out of her bed
yet. No, not quite yet.
I'm not looking forward to that day.
No.
I just don't get it, though, because she sleeps so good for like a week. And we get really good sleep, and I didn't take advantage of that really good sleep. And then last night happened where she just is inconsolable. And she was, so when she sleeps in our bed, she sleeps in between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
And she always ends up laying on your head.
Always.
I don't get it. That's like her most comfortable spot is laying on your head.
And I just let her.
And I feel bad because I want you to get sleep. And then I can't get good sleep because I'm worried about you not getting good sleep. Or also because she's kicking me in the face.
Or something like that, yeah.
She's not comfortable in our bed. I'm not comfortable when she's in our bed. You're not. I mean, you have a kid laying on your head, so you can't be comfortable.
No.
What's the deal? I don't get it.
I don't know. Our, might need to consult our friend, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Miki.
I think so.
I have to consult her again.
I don't know how she's going to help us. I think really that it's her teeth.
Yeah, it has to be.
They haven't come through. I feel like she's been teething for months.
I mean, it's time for those incisors to come in.
All four of them.
Yeah.
I'm ready for them to come through.
Yeah.
So.
Miracle-Gro, what can we do?
I guess I'm still mom distracted about sleep.
Yeah, no doubt.
But on top of that,
oh, yeah.
She's such a picky eater.
You know, she wasn't at first when she was, you know, months old. She'd eat whatever we give her.
It's my new mom distraction. I've been thinking about it all week, trying to find recipes, reading about other picky eaters. What do I do about this? And it's just out of nowhere. Even the stuff that I know that she will eat.
Applesauce. She loves applesauce.
She pushes it away.
So frustrating.
I don't get it. Is it because her teething? Like, I feel like when you have a kid, the answer to everything is it's either a growth spurt or teething. Like, that's the answer to everything.
Yeah.
You're like, well, she's not sleeping very well. Oh, it's probably just a growth spurt. Or, man, she slept all the way through the night and she slept like an extra 3 hours. Oh, it's probably just a growth spurt. Yeah. Or she's not eating anything and she's fussy. Oh, she's probably teething. Like, yeah. Really? There's no answers. So, and she won't eat vegetables. She loves fruits.
She'll eat all sorts of fruits, but it is a struggle to get her to eat any sort of vegetable. You're getting creative.
I'm trying. I'm putting them in smoothies. I put them in pancake mix. I don't know what to do. I got her to eat a raw carrot the other day, and I thought that the world was coming to an end because she ate like 3 bites of it and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I think so. It's because she crunched it. She likes to crunch things. She loves to
crunch. I think it probably felt good on those teeth. Probably. Because she is teething. Don't forget.
Yeah, she's teething. That's the reason all this is happening.
Yeah.
I just feel like, as soon as those teeth come in, then I'll know, okay, it's not teething.
Then it's a growth spurt.
So, if any of you listeners have any advice for a very sleepy mom and dad whose cranky toddler won't eat, we can either start a support group or give us advice because we need both. So, I guess that's our podcast for this week. Hold on.
I know this isn't a mom distraction. Well, this was a past mom distraction.
Yeah.
But you got a wrap.
I did. I got a wrap. I'm so excited. I'm sitting on it right now.
Breaking it in?
Trying to break it in. I got a wrap from Little Frog.
Yeah.
I think a decent price. I think they call it a second or something. It had a little bitty tiny flaw, which I'm yet to find.
I found it.
You did?
Yeah.
What is it?
They're not as each, the corners on the very end are not the same size. If you hold it up, one of them's shorter than the other.
Oh, like the points.
Yeah, the points.
The angle of the points. Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care about that. But yeah, I'm so excited. I'm still trying to learn. I'm still breaking it in because we got a new one.
Yeah.
I read on one of the forums that the reason why brand new ones are cheaper than used ones is because the used ones are broken in.
Huh.
Yeah, and I guess they're softer and they're easier.
I should just buy one, break it in, and then resell it.
Yeah, seriously. Let's get into the...
Oh, the flipping.
Oh, let's flip wraps. Yes. The wrap flipping business.
Oh, we could get a TV show. I'm seeing a reality show. I'm seeing all sorts of merchandise. Yes, I love this.
This is happening. So if you want us to flip a wrap for you... Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm really excited. Thank you again for that.
Yeah, no problem. It came from Poland.
Poland, yes.
Poland to Germany to United States to us, finally.
Yeah.
It came quick.
It really did. Yeah. I was wanting it before this weekend. I'm hoping to get it broken in before the parade.
What color is it?
It's green.
Oh, how appropriate.
Well, green and blue are my favorite colors. Uh-huh. I didn't just get a green one for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I knew that.
So... Yay!
So there's an update on a mom's traction.
Yes, there's an update on a mom's traction. A positive update.
Yes.
As opposed to our negative sleep update. Well, that's our podcast for this week.
That's three
podcasts. I feel so successful.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
I hope everyone's enjoying them as much as we're having fun recording them.
Absolutely.
So until next time, thank you for listening. Mom's Strengthened.